I'm Daniel Centeno.
You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative. Toronto City Council approves Mayor John Tory's 2023 Housing Action Plan for the current term of council. The primary goal of the housing plan is to meet or exceed a target of 285,000 homes built in the next decade.
I think that the people, and I did a lot of canvassing, and I'm probably the only one in this chamber that canvassed right across the city in as many places as I did, on as many doors as I did. And I think the people, actually, as they often are ready for change. They're ready for change sensibly and sensitively applied, but they're ready for change. And sometimes they can even be ahead of the people in this or other legislative chambers around the city and around the country. And so when the report comes back in March, and let's remember that for the bulk of what's on the table today, we're asking the city staff, our very capable staff, to come back with the flesh on this framework that will help us to move forward. The only one that is on the table for, I think, definitive resolution one way or the other today is multi-tenant housing. And of course, in that case, it was preceded by a long process of consultation, by a staff report, and by public hearings through planning and housing. And so I think it is ready to move forward, and I think it's time that we called the question on that, as it were. But I think that when the recommendations do come back from our staff on all of these other items, it is going to be just as necessary as moving quickly today that we move quickly. Because again, I think from what I heard at the doors, and certainly what I sought and earned a mandate on, was that people wanted us to get things done. And if they listed their priority issues, this was certainly one of them, if not the top issue. I think it probably was the most frequently mentioned issue, that of housing. So I think when the report comes back in March, well, that's a quick assignment to give to our staff and quite an extensive one, the need for us to act with a degree of urgency is going to be just as acute. And I think that's because, in part, it'll take years for the changes proposed in this report to actually become homes for Torontonians. You know, even if you look at the rooming house issue by itself, you know, because of the need to hire staff and train staff and make sure those who are operating multi-tenant housing know of the requirements and so on and so on, it's going to take a period of time for those things to be put fully into effect.
Plans to meet these targets are expected to be announced no later than March 2023, which will be reported by the newly hired city manager to the executive committee of the action plan. The aim of the housing plan is to increase inclusionary zoning in new city developments. Areas that will be addressed include student and affordable housing around the Portlands and waterfront communities.
We forget, I don't know, somehow when we talk about them, when we talk to our neighbors about them, when we listen to people about them, we forget what these are. These are homes for people. These are homes for people. They're another form of housing. They've been described here today as an affordable kind of housing. We talked a little bit earlier on in the question period about the rents. And they're homes for people who have often few other options. We're trying to do our best to create more options for them in the form of supportive and affordable housing, but they are forms of affordable housing. And they exist today in all neighborhoods right across the city. Let's be real about this. They exist. In fact, there's more of them in other parts of the city than are present in the places where they're permitted.
New developments will help increase density by introducing multiplex units in high-traffic areas, the report reads. Other changes coming to the city's housing policies include amending zone bylaws around major streets and commercial and residential areas as well. Councillor Brad Bradford commented on the housing plan approval as well. He said, quote, "We are not going to wait. As a city, we are taking immediate action to create more affordable homes in Toronto. The 2023 Housing Action Plan will allow us to bring in more housing and more affordability faster by thoughtfully removing red tape and speeding up approval times. We need to take bold actions to encourage the future prosperity of our city and make sure that everyone has access to housing," end quote. More updates on the housing plan are expected to be announced in early 2023. I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative.